Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies today and this week. Not much because of weather, but we are in the middle of what would be the best meteor shower of the year. Right now, the Earth is plowing through the middle of a million-mile-wide or so stream of debris left over from a comet. And so those little bits are burning up in our atmosphere as we speak right now. Most cases, actually, comets are chunks of soot-covered ice. They're kind of carbon over some frozen water and ammonia and some organic material. But this one's a little bit different. The parent body for this meteor shower is actually an asteroid called 3200 Phaeton. And every year and a half, this thing, it's small. It's like 3 miles wide. It swings close to the sun, actually about a third of Mercury's distance, so pretty close to the sun. And as it heats up, it cracks and crumbles, and it sheds rubble into its orbital stream. And so every year, about this time, we run into that stream of debris. And as it crashes into our upper atmosphere at like 80,000 miles an hour, it vaporizes into these colorful, gemmed meteors. So we are in the middle of the peak right now, between yesterday and tomorrow. So that means keep your eyes peeled. Tonight, we might have a chance to see some of these. If it clears up, if it's clear, we might have a chance to see some of these. The best time, actually, always for meteor showers is about 2 a.m. local time, between midnight and sunrise. But 2 a.m. is always the local peak for meteor showers. And that's because when the constellation Gemini, these meteors are called the Geminid meteors because they appear to radiate from a point in the Geminid shower, that's when it's highest in the sky. So around 2 a.m. is best for these, but keep your eyes peeled after midnight, before sunrise tomorrow morning for some of these things. It's always good to have a buddy along to look for meteors because then you can look at different parts of the skies, and when you see one, you can yell out, "Meteor!" And hopefully the other person can flip around to see it quickly enough. But it kind of doubles your odds of seeing these things. If you can, I know it's cold, but if you can, you want to give yourself about an hour to try to find these things because it takes a few minutes for your eyes to adjust, and these things come in spurts, and then there's lulls, and then there's spurts of these things. So giving yourself an hour and bringing a buddy is the best way to see some of these. Going on from tonight until tomorrow morning is a Geminid meteor shower. For more information about this, if you have questions about anything space-related, come talk to us at the Planetarium. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. You can always call us at 784-4812. We're happy to chat, but best yet is to come see us in person and under the skies of our dome theater. We always have clear nights, so catch a show while you're here. We're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing you ex-listeners here, and keep looking up.